We thank our Lord Jesus Christ that we can continue with another service here.
感谢主耶稣，让我们在下午继续我们的聚会。
This afternoon, I'd like to share with you the donkey and his king.
我们今天下午要分享主题是驴子和他的王。
I think most of us here have taken photographs before.
我们大部分在位的应该都有摄影过。
If not, then I'm sure you've seen photographs before.
如果没有，至少我们一定有看过照片。
And you could tell a lot by looking at a photograph.
我们看一张照片就可以看到很多。
Especially when it is a portrait of somebody.
尤其是照一个人的照片。
Right. Because when you look into that picture, you can see what the person is wearing. Is he adorning himself with anything?What is his facial expression?
你看那张照片就可以看得出来他穿着是怎么样，还有他的脸是什么样的。
Right. And in a way, it basically is conveying what type of image he wants to portray.
或者换句话说，就像要表达这个人他想要说什么。
A few years ago, when Steve Jobs passed away,
几年前当约伯斯他过世的时候
I'm sure you saw a portrait of him.On the internet,
我们很多人应该在网上都有看到他的照片
Right. Of course, it was a portrait of himself many years earlier.
那是他去世很多年前照的照片
He's wearing his glasses.
他戴眼镜
He's wearing his black mock turtleneck.
还有他穿他的黑色套头毛衣
And then he has his hand on his chin.
然后他的手放在他的下巴下面
Where is his eyes looking? He's looking right at you.
他的眼睛是直直的对看着你。
When you see that photograph, what type of feeling do you get?
当你看那张照片的时候，你的感想是什么？
What do you think of the person inside the photograph?
你对这个人，这个照片里面的人有什么样的感想？
Feeling when you looked at that picture is that he looks really intelligent.
我看到这个人的感觉就是这个人非常聪明。
He looks like very confident.
他看起来很有自信。
Even gives a sense that he's a visionary.
甚至他是一个非常有远见的人。
For those of us who may be familiar with some art,
如果我们对艺术有任何的知识的话
you might have seen a portrait of Salvador Dali.
也许我们看到过达利的话。
In this portrait, he's not in the middle of the frame.
达利的话像看起来不是在画的中间。
He's looking in from the side.
他是从旁边看过来。
And then he's looking at you with his eyes very big.
他看着你是用非常大的眼睛看着你。
His eyebrows are raised.
他的眉毛也抬起来。
Of course, his mustache is pointed upward.
还有他的胡子朝上。
What kind of feeling do you get when you see this photograph?
那这是什么样的感觉呢？
You see that he is kind of weird.
这种照片可能让你觉得这个人怪怪的。
Kind of eccentric.
他是比较不一样的人。
Right. And so this is also, you could see in his paintings, he was a little bit strange.
在他的画中，我们也可以看出来，他是一个很特别的画家。
This afternoon, we want to also look at a portrait, a picture.
所以今天下午我们要看一个有点像一幅画。
It's not a photograph.An image, but it is a portrait of words.
这不是照片，可是这是利用文字让我们看到一个人像。
And it's talking about our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是谈到我们主耶稣基督。
It's a portrait of our Lord Jesus.
这是来形容我们主耶稣的一个人。
And what is Jesus trying to convey in this scene?
主耶稣想要在这个画面当中表达什么呢？
Let's turn to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章。
Let's start reading from verse 35.
从三十五节。
Luke chapter 19, verse 35.
路加福音十九章三十五节。
Then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their own clothes on the colt, and they set Jesus on him. Verse 36.
36节.
And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. Verse 37. Then, as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen. Verse 38. Saying, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Here we see the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a king. And who is, and how does this king portray himself? He's going into his city. He's going among his people. How is he clothed?
他是穿着什么样的衣服?
What is he sitting on?
他坐在什么上面?
He's sitting on the colt of a donkey.
他骑在一匹驴上。
This is the image that we see.
这是我们看到的画面。
A king and his donkey.
一个王和他的驴子。
When we look at this image, I hope that we can learn several things.
当我们看到这个画面的时候, 我希望我们可以学到几个道理。
First, that we can know our Savior even deeper.
第一个是让我们可以更深地来了解到我们的救主。
And secondly, that we can know our relationship to the Lord Jesus even deeper.
第二个是让我们可以有更深入的和主耶稣有更亲近的关系。
Because surely this donkey is you and I.
因为这匹,
you and me.
这匹驴驹就像你和我。
Let's first focus on the king.
我们第一个来看这个王。
This king comes to his city.
这个王他要进来一个城。
And what people probably notice immediately
那这些人他们可能第一个会看到的是什么?
Is he's riding on a donkey.
他骑在一匹驴驹上。
Yet they still praise him. Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord.
可是他们还是欢乐起来赞美神。
Right. In other Gospels, it says that the people shouted aloud, Hosanna, Hosanna.
在其他的福音当中, 记载着, 那些人, 他们都说, Hosanna.
Right, and Hosanna comes from a psalm, and it means, the Lord, save us now. Right?
Hosanna的意思是, 主啊, 拯救我们。
So these people, when they saw this scene, they recognized the Lord Jesus as their king, the one that they were waiting for.
所以当这些人民看到主耶稣骑在驴子上的时候, 他们知道这是他们的救主。
In fact, according to Matthew, it fulfilled the prophecy of the Messiah.
还有在马太福音当中记载到, 其实这是, 成全了旧约有记载的一个,
a prophecy that was recorded in Zechariah.
一个预言是在, 撒加利亚书有记载的。
So a very clear indication that Jesus is the one they were waiting for.
所以我们可以很清楚地看到他们了解到主耶稣就是他们所等待的弥赛亚。
The crowd recognized this.
那些人群都看得出来。
So they could not help themselves.
所以他们就没有办法控制自己。
But they just put the palm branches
他们,
on the ground.
他们把, 树枝放在地下。
And then they saw their king walking in and they praised him.
然后看到他们的王, 赞美了他。
Right. This is a very a scene with tension.
这是一个, 有很多人会在注重, 的画面。
Because palm branches represents victory.
因为像, 橄榄的树叶就代表胜利。
不是橄榄,
棕榈, 棕榈树。
Yeah.
棕榈树的树,
right, because palm trees, they exist in the desert. They exist in the wilderness.
棕榈树是在旷野当中找到的树。
Right. And it represents victory over the desert.
代表到胜过了这些沙漠。
Even in a harsh condition, it can thrive. It can even bear fruit.
代表说就算在这种非常艰难的情况当中还是可以活下去。
So by laying down the leaves of palm trees, they were indicating how this king they've been waiting for is a victorious king.
所以把棕榈树的, 树叶都放在地上, 代表说他们了解到这个王可以帮助他们成圣。
But it's an image of tension because the Lord Jesus does not seem and does not portray himself to be anybody very victorious.
可是这也是很特别的画面，因为主耶稣他表达出来的这种画面，不一定很像一个成圣的人。
I think we all know the clothing brand Polo by Ralph Lauren.
好，我们应该都很熟悉美国一个很有名的名牌是 Polo.
And we also probably know that this is an expensive brand.
我们也知道这个是蛮昂贵的名牌。
Why did this designer choose a polo player on a horse as his logo?
那为什么这个设计师他会想要用一个人骑在马上的这种标志呢？
It represents royalty, represents class.
因为这代表高等社会。
In fact, people have called the sport of polo the sport of kings.
甚至有很多人会说，这种在马上打球的这种运动之上，只有国王才会做的运动。
So you see that this logo with the rider having his mallet up high it shows like prestige.
所以当我们看到一个人他骑在马上拿着他要运动用的棍子，那就很代表一种高等社会的标志。
If anything, it represents that he is somebody. He is victorious. He has power, right?
也代表那个人他有权柄，他是一个成圣者。
But then, how did our King, how did our Savior choose to come into the city?
那我们的王，我们的救主，他是选择什么样的方式来进城呢？
Was he wearing a crown?
他是戴着皇冠吗？
Did he have a staff?
他有一根杖子吗？
Actually, he's wearing his everyday clothing, riding on a donkey.
他穿的衣服是平常就在穿普通的衣服，而且是骑在驴子上面。
Teaches us that the one that we worship, was very lowly and humble.
就是教导我们所敬拜的神是非常谦卑的神。
He's a lowly king.
他是一个非常卑微的神。
He did not come into the city wearing anything glorious or riding on.A beautiful horse.
他进城的时候没有选择要骑在一匹非常美的马上面，或者是穿特别的衣服。
The truth is, though, he deserved some type of procession like this.
他绝对是可以值得有穿昂贵的衣服，或者是骑在好的马上。
For we know he is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords.
我们了解到他是万王之王。
In fact, a royal procession like this cannot even really.Convey the amount of respect that the Lord Jesus really deserves.
其实他这种进城的方式是完全没有办法好好的表达出来主耶稣他应得的荣耀。
But he did not choose a royal procession like this.
可是主耶稣他却没有选这种的方法。
He sat on a colt, a donkey.
他反而是骑在一匹驴驹上。
When you think of a donkey, you think of everything opposite of a king.
当我们想到驴子的时候，驴子是和国王的想法是完全相反的。
A donkey, even like the noise it makes, what it looks like, it makes you think it's so ordinary.
一匹驴子，它的长相，它的声音是非常平凡的。
Right. It's so common.
是就像平民一样。
And so if our King, our Lord Jesus, chose to represent himself this way.
所以如果我们的主，我们的王，主耶稣他是这样子表达自己的。
And we are his subjects.
我们就是他的人民。
Then we also need to learn from him.
我们也需要从他学习。
To be lowly and humble.
我们也需要卑微，需要谦卑。
You know, today society, it encourages people to flaunt what you have.
在今天的社会当中，很多人都被鼓励的需要表达出来我们的优点。
Right, for women, if you have an attractive part of your body, then you should show it off.
对女人来讲，如果女人她们有特别的身材很好的话，她们就应该要炫耀。
If we have certain possessions or certain privileges over others, then you show it off.
如果我们有任何的特权的话，我们应该炫耀。
But this is everything against what the Lord Jesus represents.
可是这种想法完全是跟主耶稣所想表达的想法完全不一样的。
The Lord Jesus was the manifestation of God himself.
主耶稣他就是神本身。
He has everything. He is the ultimate.
他已经拥有了全部了。
But He chose to be the son of a carpenter. He chose to come into Jerusalem on a donkey.
他去选择是成为一个木匠的儿子，而且还选择要骑一匹驴子。
So if we do have many privileges, and many possessions.
所以，如果我们拥有很多东西，有很多特权的话。
If we do have something that we can boast about.
如果我们有可以炫耀的东西。
Actually, a Christian does not.
其实一个基督徒不应该做这些。
A Christian would rather choose to be like Jesus Christ.
一个基督徒应该要选择像主耶稣一样。
To be modest.
应该要谦卑。
To be humble and lowly.
而且要做一个卑微的。
Right, because he is our king.
因为主耶稣是我们的王。
So let us keep this in mind. Right?
所以我们先想到这一点。
This is the scene that we see.
这是我们看到的画面。
This is what the Lord Jesus was portraying to us.
这是主耶稣他想对我们表达的。
It encompasses so many Christian values that are slowly falling away today.
这个画面就代表到很多现代的社会已经慢慢的缺少了。
Let's also continue to read.
我们再继续看下去。
Luke chapter 19 verses 41 to 44.
路加福音十九章41节到44节。
Verse 41.
Now
as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, If you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. Verse 43. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and close you in on every side. Verse 44. And level you and your children within you to the ground, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. Here the Lord Jesus Christ weeps over Jerusalem.
在这里，主耶稣他为耶路撒冷哀哭。
So when you look at this picture, you see our lowly and humble king riding on a donkey.
当我们看到这画面的时候，我们看到一个非常卑微、谦卑的王，他骑着一匹驴子进城。
What is the expression on his face?
他的表情是什么？
It is of a mixture of compassion and sadness.
他的表情是充满了慈爱，还有伤心。
Right. Here he's talking to the city of Jerusalem.
他对着耶路撒冷讲话。
And here Jerusalem is representing his fellow brethren, the Jewish people.
这里耶路撒冷就代表了他的人民，就代表了以色列人。
Right, because the majority of the Jews rejected him as the Messiah.
因为大部分的犹太人都不相信主耶稣是他们的弥赛亚。
Here he cries out an expression of regret.
所以主耶稣在这里为这个城哀哭。
As if you had known the day of your visitation.
因为他告诉他们说，如果你知道了这一天要来了。
If you had known the things that make for your peace.
如果你们知道这些是关系你平安的事。
So then he says that in the days to come, Jerusalem is going to be destroyed.
所以日子将到，耶路撒冷城是要被摧毁的。
This is very likely a prophecy about how the Romans eventually destroyed Jerusalem in the year 70 AD.
这很有可能就是在预表七十年的时。主后70年的时候，当罗马把耶路撒冷城毁灭掉。
Indeed, the temple was destroyed.
那时候，城里的殿已经被毁灭了。
Indeed, the stones were not left on top of each other.
连一块石头也不留在石头上。
Right, because there were many precious metals there that the Romans were trying to glean.
因为罗马的军人那时候把很多的宝石都拿走了。
And then, so Jesus Christ is equating this.Punishment because they did not accept him. They did not know who the Lord Jesus Christ was.
所以耶稣基督在形容这个惩罚，就是因为这些人他们不认识主。
Right, so here is the Lord Jesus coming in, being celebrated by other people.
所以有其他的人正在赞美神。
The people who knew him and accepted that he was the king.
那些接受主耶稣，了解到他是他们的王。
But he did not allow this to.Influence him.
他却没有让这些人来影响他。
Instead, his mind was on all the other people that did not come to this recognition.
他反而是想到其他所有那些不认他的人。
Right, he cried for Jerusalem.
他为了耶路撒冷哀哭。
So the Lord Jesus Christ was a weeping savior.
所以主耶稣基督他是一个爱哭的救主。
Right. So for us as his subjects,
所以当我们是他的人民,
we also need to learn from our king.
我们也需要从我们的王学到一些事情。
We need to learn this heart of compassion.
我们要学到有慈悲。
That there are many people who do not know the true gospel.
有很多人还没有听过真正的福音。
That we mourn for those who eventually reject the gospel.
我们也要为那些会拒绝福音的人哀哭。
Right. Sometimes today we focus too much on our just pleasing ourselves.
也许我们有时候太注重了，只想要让自己快乐。
And what everyone doing today is very selfish type of lifestyle.
还有今天很多人活的生活方式都是非常自私的方式。
So we're only thinking about what's the next thing.To do to please ourselves.
我们很多时候只有想到我下一步要做的事情是如何能够让我快乐。
And then we fail to have compassion for those who spiritually are in a very poor state.
我们反而不再为其他那些灵性上面已经软弱的人有慈爱。
This applies both outside of the church and also inside of the church.
不管是在教会内或是在教会外的人。
We need to learn to have a heart of compassion.
我们要学习到有慈爱。
For our Lord Jesus Christ was a lowly king.
因为我们的主耶稣基督他就是一个非常卑微的王。
He was also a weeping savior.
他也是一个哀哭的主，哀哭的救主。
This is what he was portraying in the scene.
这就是在这个画面当中他想要表达的。
The other main element in this photograph, in this picture, is the donkey, the colt.
另外一个在这个画面我们可以看到的就是这匹驴驹。
This is talking about us.
这是谈到我们。
It's also talking about our relationship with the Lord Jesus.
这是谈到我们和主耶稣的关系。
Let's look into the background of this donkey.
我们看一下这匹驴子的背景。
Let's read verse 28.
我们看28节。
Luke chapter 19, verse 28.
路加福音十九章二十八节。
When he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. Verse 29.
二十九节。
And it came to pass when he drew near to Bethpage and to Bethany at the mountain called Olivet, that he sent two of his disciples. Verse 30.
三十。
Saying, Go into the village opposite you, where as you enter, you will find a colt tied.On which no one has ever sat. Verse, loose it and bring it here. Verse 31.
31.
And if anyone says to you, Why are you loosing it? Thus you shall say to him, Because the Lord has need of it. Verse 32.
32.
So those who were sent went their way and found it just as he had said to them. Verse 33.
33.
But as they were loosing the colt, the owners of it said to them,Why are you loosing it? Verse 34.
34.
And they said, the Lord has need of him. Here, when we read into the background of this colt, we see many parallels to the present day believer.
当我们看到这匹驴驹的背景的时候，我们可以看到跟现代人还有很多的很相似的地方。
The first thing we notice is that this donkey was known by the Lord Jesus even before...Yeah, he didn't even see the donkey, but he already knew him.
第一个是我们看到主耶稣，他从来都没有见过这一匹驴子，可是他就已经认识他了。
This is also talking about how our God knows us today.
这也是谈到我们的神是如何的认识我们。
The donkey had never seen the Lord Jesus.
这匹驴驹他也从来没有见过主。
In the same way, before we came to Jesus,We did not know who Jesus was.
就像当我们来到主耶稣面前之前的时候，我们也不了解主耶稣是谁。
But the Lord Jesus knew us.
可是主耶稣已经知道我们了。
Why? Because he is God.
为什么？就是因为他是神。
There's nothing that's hidden before him.
在神的面前没有任何事可以隐藏的。
In the book of Jeremiah, it talks about how God called the prophet Jeremiah.
在耶利米书里面有谈到主神他是如何的呼召了耶利米。
And it describes.In a very beautiful way, how the Lord knew Jeremiah even before Jeremiah knew him.
而且形容很好，为什么在耶利米他认识神之前，神已经认识了他。
Right, he said before. If we look at Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5.
耶利米书第一章第五节。
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5.
耶利米书第一章第五节。
It says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born."I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Right, please read.
第五节， 我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你，你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣，我已派你做列国的先知。
Here, the words are quite beautiful.
所以在这里这些章节非常美。
And it's almost impossible for us to really comprehend fully.
这对我们来讲是非常难理解的。
Right, because we are limited as human beings.
因为我们是人类，我们有限制。
But God, being almighty and omnipotent,
right? 可是神是全能全知的。
He's omniscient too.
他了解到一切。
Before we even knew him, he knew us.
在我们晓得神之前，他已经晓得我们了。
Ephesians talks about the same principle.
以弗所书也谈到一样的意思。
Ephesians talks about how even before the foundations of this world, we were already chosen in the Lord Jesus Christ.
以弗所书谈到，当世界在被创造之前，主耶稣就已经认识我们了。
So because God is omniscient,
因为神是全知的。
He already knows everything, the end, the past and the future.
他知道所有的一切，不管是过去或是未来。
He is outside of time.
他不受时间限制。
And again, this is impossible for us to comprehend.
所以这对人类来讲是无法想象的。
But the Bible has revealed this to us to give us a glimpse of what God's mind is like.
可是圣经已经告诉我们，让我们来看了解到一点。
Right, so in Ephesians chapter 1.
所以在以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章
verse 4
第四节
right? Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4
第四节
it says just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love
第四节就如神从 创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵
so just like this colt this donkey heDid not know the Lord Jesus. We also did not know the Lord Jesus.
就像这匹驴驹，他本来不了解，他本来不认识神主耶稣。我们本来也不认识主耶稣。
But the Lord definitely knew him.
可是主绝对认识他。
Knew where he was. Knew what was his circumstances.
他晓得他在哪里，还有他是什么样的驴驹。
So let's go back to Luke chapter 19.
所以我们看回去路加福音十九章。
Originally, we see in verse
30,
we see that this colt is tied.
我们看到这匹驴驹它是拴在一个地方。
Originally, this colt is tied up. It cannot move freely.
它本来是没有自由的。
Right. It is controlled by his owner.
它被它的主人控制。
Right. And then eventually,He is loosed.
后来他被解开了。
Right, he's loosed and then brought to the Lord Jesus.
他被解开，牵来到主耶稣的面前。
Again, this is a parallel of the Lord Jesus, our relationship with the Lord Jesus.
所以这跟我们和主耶稣的关系也是平行的。
This colt is definitely talking about us.
这匹驴驹绝是谈到我们。
Because it's through the command of the Lord Jesus, through the will of the Lord Jesus, we have been set free.
因为是按照主的旨意，让我们能够被解开。
And then that we can receive the salvation of God.
还有让我们可以得到神的救恩。
We are originally bound by many sins and the wages of sin, which is death.
我们很多本来是被很多的罪，还有罪的代价就是死亡，
被捆
住。But then
through believing the Lord Jesus Christ,
可是当我们相信主耶稣以后。
We have been set free.
我们也被解放自由。
We're not bound by the law of sin.
我们不再被罪恶来捆绑。
We are more than conquerors.
我们已经成圣了。
Right, and then we are loose. We have a freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也被解开了，因为我们在主耶稣里有自由。
Freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ, in a way, it's a bit of a paradox.
在主耶稣里面虽然有自由，可是有时候也许看起来不太像。
Right, because.Freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ actually is talking about being a slave for the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为在主耶稣里的自由其实是成为了主耶稣的奴隶。
Right, but this is actually true life indeed.
可是这其实是真正的生命。
Right, so I think hopefully we have experienced this too.
所以我希望我们也有过这种经验。
I hope that we don't feel that the believing in Jesus is some kind of oppression.
我希望我们不会觉得相信主耶稣是一个很大的压力。
At the same time,we do need to abide and be a bondservant of the Lord Jesus.
可是同时，我们也需要了解到，我们是要服侍主耶稣。
But we freely do it.
可是我们是自由的。
Why do we freely do it?
为什么我们可以自由的服侍？
Because we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们信靠主耶稣。
Right. In the Old Testament, it talks about slaves.
在旧约当中有谈到奴隶。
It talked about there's a particular case, like after 6 years, a slave is set free, right?
在旧约里面有记载到六年以后，奴隶是应该可以被解放的。
But if a slave desires, he can tell his master to use an owl to pierce his ear.
可是如果那个奴隶他想要的话，他可以叫他的主人帮他用一个猫头鹰来。
不是猫头鹰，不是It's like a sharp point, right?
Oh, yeah. 用一个尖的，像针的点来穿过他的耳朵。
And it's a sign that he desires to be this master's servant forever.
这是代表说这个奴隶他自己他自愿想希望能够继续再当奴隶下去。
Now, how does a servant get to this place? I mean, usually, if you're a slave, you want to be released from this type of burden.
一个仆人或是一个奴隶，他怎么会有这样子的决定呢？通常做奴隶的人都会想要被解放。
Because he realizes that he can trust everything to his master.
这是因为这个奴隶他了解到他可以把他的一切都可以信号为他的主人。
One time I was teaching the book of James.
有一次我在教导到雅各书的时候。
I was asking some students.
我问一些学生。
Because James, right, he calls himself the bondservant of the Lord Jesus.
因为雅各书当中雅各他说他是主耶稣的仆人。
This James is the half-brother of the Lord Jesus.
雅各他其实跟主耶稣也是有兄弟的关系。
Of course,like nobody in their right mind they're going to call their brother their master, right?
所以在一般情况下没有人会想要对自己的兄弟说他是他的仆人。
I grew up with two brothers.
我自己也有兄弟。
There's no way I'm going to call Daniel my master, right?
我不可能会叫我的哥哥叫他是说他是我的主人。
There's no way my younger brother calls me master.
我的弟弟也不可能会叫我说是他的
主人。But here James is calling his half brother the Lord Jesus his master. He's a bond servant to the Lord Jesus.
雅各却在这里说主耶稣他是他的主人，而且他是主耶稣仆人。
I was asking the students, like, how many of you really were willing to be a bond servant of Jesus?
所以我就问那时候的学生问说，你们有谁会想要做成主耶稣的仆人呢？
Not many raise their hands.
没有很多个他们会举手。
And it's okay. I mean, I think everyone has to mature in their faith.
那这没有关系，因为也许每个人有需要不同的时间来让他们信仰更成熟。
Most of us here are willing to be bond servants of the Lord Jesus.
可是我希望我们大部分人在座已经希望了是成为可以
成为主耶稣的仆人。Why are we willing to call ourselves a bond servant of the Lord Jesus?
为什么会愿意要成为主耶稣的仆人呢？
Like James, he didn't see Jesus as a human. He saw him as God.
就像雅各他看主耶稣他不觉得他只是一个人因为他知道主耶稣是神。
He didn't look at Jesus from the point of view of flesh anymore.
他已经没有在以肉体上的观点来看主耶稣他是用灵性上。
Right, so because he knows he's God, he knows he should entrust everything to God.
因为他了解到主耶稣是神所以雅各他知道他应该要信靠主耶稣。
If God tells me to go here, I will go here.
如果神叫我去这个地方我就会去。
I trust everything into his hands.
因为我已经把一切都托付给主耶稣
了。I don't know what's going to be like.
我不知道会怎么样。
It might be easy, it might be hard.
也许会简单或是艰难。
But he's God.
可是他是神。
And I trust him.
所以我信靠他。
So I will entrust my life to him.
所以我也会把我的生命都信靠给他。
And I'm willing to be a slave of the Lord Jesus.
我也愿意成为主耶稣的仆人。
So this cult originally was a slave to sin.
所以这批驴驹它本来是罪恶的奴隶。
A slave to the law of death.
它本来是会死的。
But then he was loosed.
可是他后来被解开了。
He's free, but then he must go to the Lord Jesus.
他虽然得到自由，不过他会到主耶稣那里。
He then has to serve the Lord Jesus.
他下一步就是需要服侍神。
So this tying and loosing is a reference to how the members today are also.Go through the salvation process.
所以被拴起来还有解开，就也和我们今天的信徒一样。
Let's now turn back to Luke chapter 19.
我们再看回去路加福音十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章。
Verse 30.
三十节。
In verse 30, another part of this cult's background is mentioned.
在三十节当中，我们又看到了有关于这批驴驹的背景。
It says that this colt of a donkey, it says on which no one has ever sat.
三十节说到这批驴驹是从来没有人骑过的。
No one has ever sat on him.
从来没有人骑过这批驴驹。
This is talking about how a Christian must be consecrated to God.
这是谈到一个基督徒一定要成圣这样子，在把自己献上。
Your life is dedicated for the Lord's use.
要把你的一生都献给神。
No one else has sat upon you.
没有其他人有骑在你身
上。It was not used for any other secular purpose.
你没有让其他任何世俗的方式来被用过。
You were not subject to the will of another master.
你也没有做过其他任何主人的仆人。
But it's consecrated and dedicated for the Lord's work.
可是你是圣洁的，而且把自己献上。
So today we must have this type of recognition of ourselves too.
所以今天我们对自己要这样子认知。
Especially here we have a lot of religious education teachers.
尤其今天在座我们有很多中央教育的老师。
Given that the church has seen that you are faithful to be entrusted with this ministry.
因为我们地方教会都已经认同到而且信任我们可以成为宗教教师的教员。
Then let's make sure that we are consecrated for the Lord.
所以我们一定要确认好我们是不是圣洁的。
Prepared for the Lord's use.
我们一定要把自己预备好，让神可以用我们。
Only His King is going to sit on him.
因为只有这个王才能够骑在这匹驴驹上。
No one else, no other power or thinking or value is going to sit.On us.
没有其他任何的人、任何的想法、任何的主意可以骑在我们身上。
If we continue to read verse 31,
我们继续读下去到31节。
It says that if anyone asks you, why are you loosing it? Thus you should say to him, because the Lord has need of it.
31节说，若有人问为什么解它，你们就说主要用它。
Here is talking about how this colt is needed by the Lord.
这里谈到这批驴驹是主要用的。
Right. Why is he needed?
为什么主需要用它?
Because it's to fulfill God's will.
因为这是要完成神的旨意。
It's to fulfill also a prophecy.
这也是要完成一个预言。
That, like we mentioned, is recorded in Zechariah.
我们就看到过在撒加利亚书。
So the Lord needs this colt in order to accomplish and perfect God's will.
主耶稣需要这批驴驹来能够完成了神的旨意还有神的预言。
I've often thought about this concept. Does the Lord need us?
我常常想到这个想法，就是主他需要我们吗？
When I was young,
当我年轻的时候，
I was pretty involved in church work.
我小时候我就常常帮忙圣工。
And I thought, yeah, the church does need me.
我那时候想到教会需要我。
But I got to a point where, in a way, it was a type of pride.
可是后来我到一个程度的时候，我感觉到有点像骄傲了。
But I remember going to a National Youth Theological Seminar.
我记得有一次到青年神训班的时候。
And then there was a pastor saying, actually, the Lord doesn't need you, we need him.
有一个传道他就分享到，神其实不需要我们，我们才需要神。
And this completely, it was a revelation to me.
这对我来讲是一个非常新的想法。
Because I realized that I have pride.
我就发现到我以前是骄傲的。
And then I realized that, yeah, God doesn't really need us at all.
我也发现到神其实完全不需要我们。
Right, that he can raise up workers anywhere.
因为神如果神想要的话，他可以在世界上任何地方都有他的工人。
Right, that we need him, and he does not need us.
我们反而是需要他的，他不需要我们。
But actually, both are right.
可是其实这两个想法都是对的。
It's a paradox.But it's actually true too.
虽然听起来好像有冲突，可是也是真的。
Right. The Lord, from a sovereign point of view, the Lord really does not need any one of us.
因为以一个王来说，主他是不需要我们的。
Right. He can even make sons of Abraham from stones.
他如果想要的话，可以从石头当中就有亚伯拉罕的后代。
But then there's a mystery to the work of God.
可是这却是一个奥秘。
Something that we will not comprehend.
也许是我们没有办法理解的。
Even though God is able to do everything himself,
虽然神他如果想要的话，他可以一切都是他自己做。
He still desires to accomplish his will through humans.
他还是希望利用人来成全他的旨意。
Right, so you see a balance in many parts of Scripture. You see a balance between human effort and also God's abidance.
所以我们在很多经节当中都可以看到、有人的努力还有神的、同在。
So the Lord does need you.
所以神是需要你的。
The church needs you.
教会也需要你。
Right? Just like how here it says the Lord has need of this cult.
就像这里说主要用这批驴。
Because together, you will accomplish the work of God.
因为在一起的时候你就可以一起成、完成神的工。
Sometimes it's true, we do have may have a lot of tasks in the church.
有时候也许我们在教会有非常多的工需要做。
We may get to a point where we feel like we want to resign.
我们可能会感觉压力大到我们想要、放弃一切。
Like, and we reason, church doesn't really need me.
也许我们就会告诉自己说、
okay.
教会其实不需要
In a way,
真的需要我。
We should avoid the extremes.
我们当然需要、避免这种想法。
Right, where you think that without you, the church will fail.
我们不能觉得说如果没有我们的话，教会就会失败。
That's one extreme.
这是 一个极端。
The other extreme is, oh, God does everything anyway, so I don't need to do any work.
另外一个极端就是神他可以什么都做到，他不需要我。
The Bible is very has this very balanced view.
圣经有一个非常平衡的想法。
Even if God gives a revelation to a worker,
就算神有给一个工人一些启示的话
Paul, you are definitely going to be a witness for me in Rome.
比如说告诉保罗说他一定要到罗马为他见证。
At that time, he was still in Caesarea in jail.
在那个时候、保罗还在监狱当中。
So Paul, knowing this is God's will,
那保罗了解到这是神的旨意。
It's not like he justput his hands behind his head and just relax that, oh, God's definitely going to make me a witness in Rome.
这不是说保罗他就放弃一切，他就、觉得神自动可以帮他做到。
You can see, actually, he put his effort into it.
保罗还是有、努力的他自己的部分。
He even went through a shipwreck and all these other things just to get to, I think, almost a two-year journey just to get to Rome.
他甚至还有遇到船难，还有花了差不多两年的时间才到罗马。
Right. So you can see a combination of human effort and then God's abidance.
所以我们可以看到人力还有神同在的、right. 一起在同工。
Same thing in Nehemiah.
还有尼希米也是。
Nehemiah and the people put their hands to the work.
尼希米有鼓励的人民来一起来工作。
God's hand also helped them to accomplish the work.
可是神也有利用了神的能力来帮助他们。
Right. So,The mystery here, though, is it reveals how much God loves us.
所以这里的奥秘就是让我们看得出来神有多么的爱我们。
We're just a donkey.
我们就像一匹驴驹一样。
Just a young colt.
就像一匹驴子。
By itself, it's nothing.
一匹驴子其实是没有什么用的。
How much of a labor can a young colt carry?
一匹驴驹还能够担当多少的工作呢？
In fact, maybe this young colt was still suckling, still nursing.
也许这批驴驹还年轻到都还没有、还没有 喝完了母奶。
The colt is so common, it's nothing special.
一批驴驹是非常平凡的，没有什么特别。
But the Lord has need of him.
可是主却要用他。
And so the same with us.
对我们也是一样。
By ourselves, we are nothing.
如果我们只是我们自己的话，其实我们是没有什么用的。
You take a picture of a donkey by itself, not that interesting.
如果你看了一匹驴子的照片，看起来没有什么特色。
But this king, the savior on this donkey.
可是这个王，这个救主却骑着这匹驴子。
It's a perfect picture.
这是一个很完美的画面。
Because.The Lord wants to use us.
因为主要用我们。
And we can accomplish God's work because He's riding on us.
我们也可以完成了神的工，因为他骑着我们。
Right. So today we have seen this portrait made of words.
所以今天我们看到这用话语来形容出来的画面。
What is the Lord conveying to us?
主耶稣他告诉我们的是什么呢？
That He's a lowly and humble King.
他是一个卑微谦卑的。
A king that has compassion on the lost.
他是一个有慈爱的王，而且还会爱孤。
And he hopes his followers can be the same.
他也希望他的门徒是一样的。
Additionally, he uses a lowly young colt.
他也用了一匹卑微的驴驹。
Right, which represents you and me.
也就代表了你和我。
Useless by itself. Right, or cannot do much by itself.
如果只是一批绿句的话，它是没有什么用途的。
But then, together, it accomplished the work of God.
可是都一起和神同工的话，就都可以完成神的
工。Together, it's a symbol of peace.
在一起的话，就代表了平安。
Together, it embodies so many Christian values.
在一起就代表了很多基督徒应该要有的特点。
It is a perfect portrait.
这是一个很完美的画面。
Let's sing hymn 244.
请唱诗244首。